And if I may, the last item is a request to advertise conforming the penalty section of Chapter 280, which is about speckled trout and red drum, with recent changes to the Code of Virginia. What that involves is 282.304 of the Code of Virginia was repealed recently, and in that it had a Class 1 misdemeanor for speckled trout if you had certain situations with speckled trout. Now, the regulation still addresses that Class 1 misdemeanor, and it has to be taken care of so that the regulation just talks about a Class 3 misdemeanor.
I make this real simple. A few years ago, Commissioner Travelstead and I went to the General Assembly and removed the section of code that had the size limits for red drum that were... They had different size limits than what our current regulations were and what was authorized by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. I won't go so far as to say that the Code of Virginia was wrong, but I will say that the General Assembly agreed that that code section is no longer pertinent and is a bit of a hurt. So it was repealed. And the problem is that the speckled trout regulation refers to the code section that no longer exists. So it's a request for a public hearing to tidy up that bit of housekeeping at the next meeting.
I move to approve that public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Deal, second by Ms. Haney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes, and I believe that comes to the end of an agenda.
I have one question.
Mr. Neal.
I've heard referred a couple times that we were going to take up the crab dredging issue in September. When I mentioned that at our club's board meeting, Frank Carney, CCA, went back and looked through the minutes of when we made that decision. He sent me the copy of it, and it said that we were going to take it up in October.
Chief, do you have anything to add? We had taken up in September, October. I'm not sure. Yeah,
Ken Smith said September. We'll be discussing in September. I'd heard somewhere else was September.
I thought somewhere in the commission discussion on that, it may have been said that we'll come back in September. But then I talked to the commissioner after that, and it was sort of like either September, October. We weren't sure. We'd be happy to come back in September. Not to drag this on, but the Crab Management Advisory Committee has met, and they voted 10-1 in favor of implementing pretty much the same type of crab dredge fishery season that you heard about from Mr. Smith that was done back in 2013. So they did vote in favor of that, and staff, of course, will, even though staff has already indicated that it's opposed to opening the crab dredge season for the 2015-16 season. Nonetheless, we'll have the background of both the advisory committee and Ms. Haney will have information on that, as well as just to let you know again what that limited fishery looks like. And you've been treated to the triggers and pretty much a lot of the information.
I guess my question was the minutes, and he copied them. It said October. He said October. I don't care. I just want to know when.
Does the commission care whether or not that public hearing is in September or October?
Is any reason we can't go back to the minutes? Because if we have it for October and or for September and then have it in October, what I'm saying is if the public thinks it's 1 month and we do it the wrong month, then, you know, we're doing a disservice to the public. We ought to do what we said.
We'll listen to the audio and make sure.
Yeah, and I guess are we going to back to a public notice for that issue?
We would have to, I think.
If you advertise it, then it would that would take care of whatever you decide to advertise.
But we will listen to the audio.
Okay. All right. That was this.
Thank you.
Well, before we adjourn, I want to say thank you, Mr. Miner. Welcome.
Thank you.
Please don't flee. Mr. France, you stay. Don't run. And welcome back, Mr. Tankard. Thank you all for a very productive meeting. Meeting's adjourned.